Human love is really a participation in divine love. St. John's Gospel and his letters suggest that all love comes from God. It's an imitation, actually it's a participation in God's love. And so we don't have to invent this. This isn't something that's purely on our human capability, on our willpower, on our desire. It comes from God. God is its origin and God is its end. So that to love one another is to love God, and to love God is to love one another. And one of the favorite themes of John's writings is this indwelling. Anyone who loves is in God, and God is in them. There's this mystical union between the two. We call it holy communion. The union with one another in love. And love is the source of that, and love is the goal of that. And it all comes from Christ. You know, last week we had the gospel about the vine and the branches. And John, again, reminds us that Christ is the vine, and we are grafted onto that vine. And if we ever fall off or are cut away from the vine, we will wither and die and be thrown into the fire and burned. There is no life, there is no love apart from Christ. And one of the ways we celebrate that liturgically is the altar. Everything begins here and emanates outward. So for example, when a bishop dedicates a church, he begins at the altar. He sprinkles it with the baptismal water, and then he sprinkles the walls and the people with the water. And then he next anoints the altar with holy chrism. And after he has anointed the altar, then he goes and he anoints the walls. And then he incenses it. And after he incenses it, he incenses the people. And then he clothes it with the baptismal garment, which is the altar cloth. And then finally he lights candles. And after he has lit candles at the altar, he goes and lights candles around the walls of the church. Everything begins here and emanates out from here. It's that liturgical reminder that Christ is the vine and we are the branches. Everything is centered in him. We're invited into divine love. To say that God dwells in us and we in God is to say that we have become sharers in divine life. It's the divinization of humans. And so that leads us to strange and dangerous places. The Spirit blows where it wills, and we don't really have any control over it. And so Jesus reminds us that love is paschal, that it always has to do with the dying. And sometimes it's a dying to our little box, to our way of understanding reality, and stretches us. So we in the heaven, that first reading, St. Peter allowing himself to be stretched outside his box. You see, Peter was a strong, Jewish, faithful person who became bonded to Christ, but it was outside his box to think that that same blessing could go to the Gentiles. And we see in that first reading, people, you know, gathered together, and Gentiles and Jewish Christians together in the same gathering, and the Holy Spirit descends upon the Gentiles as well as the Christians, and the Jewish Christians, how can this happen? You know, they're not Jewish, they're not circumcised, they don't eat, they don't follow the dietary laws, they eat impure things. And St. Peter had gone through a kind of a conversion process over time, experiencing and seeing what Paul and Barnabas and others were doing with the Gentiles. And so he's gradually changing his mind, stretching his mind a bit about this. And then, to seal it off, he has this dream. And in the dream, there's this enormous blanket that comes down from the sky. And inside the blanket are all kinds of impure animals and impure foods. And a voice from heaven says, slaughter and eat. And he says, oh no, no impure things have ever passed my lips. And God says, who are you to call impure what I have declared as pure? And so Peter allows himself to be stretched outside his box. So Jesus says, no one has greater love than this than to lay down their life for their friends. And part of the paschal nature of love, part of the laying down of life, has to do with the laying down of our preconceived notions, the laying down of our attitudes and our traditional understandings. And sometimes that's really difficult to do. Sometimes we're asked to love people that are unlovable. Sometimes we're asked to love people and to listen to people and to have dialogue, real dialogue with people who disagree with us, people who are different from us, people that are outside our box. And we have to die to what we previously considered okay. And we have to open ourselves to what we previously considered not okay. St. Peter says, God shows no partiality, but loves all. And that's a challenge for us, because in stressful situations, we pull back and we hang on to what we know. We pull back and we love those that we've always loved. And we close the ranks around those who are like us or who agree with us. And that's totally understandable, and God is merciful. And yet at the same time, God is always challenging us to reach out beyond that. So you graduates, I urge you to stay close to the altar, close to Christ. And you get that here in Holy Communion. You get that from the altar, which is Christ. But I also urge you to stay open to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is going to take you places and introduce you to people and to attitudes and ways of being and ways of thinking and ways of loving that are beyond your imagination at this point in your lives. But don't worry about that, because the Holy Spirit will give us the words to say and the things to do. And we need to be reminded that this project of love is not of our making. It was not we who chose him, but he who chose us to go forth and bear fruit. We don't have to invent this wheel. We just have to be faithful. We just have to be open. And so our prayer today for the graduates and for ourselves is that we would remain open to the breath of the Spirit, that we would become more deeply members, real members, of the paschal mystery, the body of Christ.